5 minutes especially for you, and you, yes, and you. Moments of Melody Time again.
If you laugh at the Bible, scorn religion, and ignore all of God's invitations and warnings, then suddenly you die without opportunity to change your attitude or repent of your sins, what then? If you say there's no God, no heaven, no judgment, no hell, and then find in eternity that you were wrong, what then? If you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what then? Face the fact of God. He's real, and you must meet him someday. Face the fact of sin. Its wages are death, eternal separation from God, and the penalty must be paid. Face the fact of accountability. It cannot be avoided by any human method. In eternity, you will face the divine account of your whole life and meet its consequences. Accept the fact that God loves you and gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, to die as your substitute, so that you might be forgiven and receive as a free gift God's own eternal life. Stop putting off the claims of Christ upon your life. Tomorrow may be too late. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. If you repent of your sin, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, trusting him to save you and keep you, what then? Peace, joy, eternal life, all this, and heaven besides. According to St. Mark chapter 11, we're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, which has the imprimatur of Francis Cardinal Spellman. When they were approaching Jerusalem and Bethany, which is close to the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples on an errand. Go into the village that faces you, he told them, and the first thing you will find there upon entering will be a colt tethered, one on which no man has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it to me. If anyone asks you, why are you doing that, tell him the Lord has need of it, and he will let you have it without any more ado. And so they went and found the colt tethered before a door at the entrance, and they untied it. And some of the bystanders asked them, what are you doing untying the colt? And they answered them as Jesus had bidden, and were allowed to take it. And so they brought the colt to Jesus, and saddled it with their garments, and he mounted it. Many of them spread their garments in the way, and others strewed the way with leaves they had cut down from the trees. And those who went before him and followed after him cried aloud, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the kingdom of our father David, which is coming to us! Hosanna in heaven above! Did they tell the bystanders? The Lord has need of it. During his time on earth, the Lord Jesus borrowed a boat in which to preach, a room in which to eat the Passover, and here, a colt on which to ride. The Lord Jesus was poor while here on earth, a great proof that poverty is not sin. He became poor that we might be rich in heaven for all eternity.